You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Gimel Amid Beis, we'll study that Tosis. We didn't do that Tosis in the Daf Yomi.
John, which Tosis, Rebbe? Which?
Top, hey, Harvey. Hi, Sam. Top Tosis.
Good evening.
Beis. We had the Shaila of, which gets precedence. Ner Beis over Ner Chanukah. If you have enough money only for your Shabbos candles and their Hanukkah, so you said Ner Beiso Adav Mishum Shalom Beisai, Ner Beiso V'Kiddush Hayoyim, Ner Beiso Adav Mishum Shalom Beisai. We'll see that tomorrow we're going to learn about Shalom Bayis, about the neighbors. So the Kishayla of the Gemara was Ner Hanukkah V'Kiddush Hayoyim. What takes precedence? Ner Hanukkah V'Kiddush Hayoyim. I'm doing the Gemara now. We say Kiddush Hayom Adav De Tadir. This was the question. If you have a conflict with something more Tadir or Pesumei Nisa, Kiddush Hayom Adav De Tadir. Kiddush is Tadir, it's everywhere.
And we said Pesumei Nisa is
more frequent. Odil Melech Hanuk Adav Mishubur Nisa. So the Gemara comes out, Basad Pashta, Ner Chanukah Adav. If you can do, you can't do both. And you can only do one of them. So Pesumei Nisa override, Ner Chanukah overrides Tadir. Ner Chanukah Adav Mishum Pesumei Nisa. So if it's a conflict between something more frequent and Pesumei Nisa, Pesumei Nisa wins. So Tosis goes into the davening on Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Top Tosis. And Nirla Rajba. Kshachor Rosh Chodesh Teves Lios Beshav. You have the three Sefarim. Shabbos Chanukah falls on a Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh tends to be Shabbos. So you have a choice. Which Avtorah should you say? Avtorah of Chanukah and Avtorah of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Mod Tadir and Chanukah is Pesumei Nisa. So you have, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Normally Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Elena Shemaim Kisi. You do the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, It's Chanukah, so you have the Haftarah of Chanukah. So this. Shachor Shachodesh is B'Shabbos. Shiftah B'Neiris Nezacharya. That's my Bar Mitzvah Haftarah. Shabbos Chanukah. So you maftir Neiris Nezacharya. That's the Menorah of Zacharya. That's the Haftarah Mishum Pesumei Nisa. So in other words, classic, like our Gemara, Pesumei Nisa overrides Tadir. So Tosfos says, that's the reason that Shabbos Chanukah, When you have this conflict, you have the Haftarah of Chanukah, which is Pesumei Nisa, the Neiris of Zechariah, and the Haftarah of Hashemayim Kisi for Rosh Chodesh, Lo Mishmish, the Haftarah of Shchodesh. So that's Tosfos L'Chayra right from this Gemara. Based on this Gemara, even though you'll say, well, is Neiris Zechariah really Pesumei Nisa? It's about a Menorah. It's not about the Neis of Chanukah, actually. But since it's about Neiros of Zechariah, about a Menorah, so it gets included in Pesumei. That's one reason that you're laying after of Chanukah rather than after of Rosh Chodesh.
Rabbi, if it would be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and it wouldn't be Chanukah, okay, then we again have two choices: either the after of that week's parsha or the after of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We're saying neither Tadir nor Pesumei Nisa. So why is it that we choose the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Haftarah then?
I mean, you're asking every Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. There's a special Haftarah. Why is that special? You're asking
about... And it's neither of the two reasons we said.
Kaddish, Mekudish.
Mekudish.
Now, we're not saying Tadir, and we're not saying Pesumei Nisa.
Kaddish, no?
I mean, it's funny you're risking that, Zev. Rabbanim were mistaken a special Haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So you're asking, why were they mistaken it? There is a special Haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Do the regular one. Why were they mistaken?
Correct.
Any question?
Correct.
They were mistaken. The Chachamim were mistaken. And Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Talein HaShemayim Kisi, Talein this Haftarah.
But that's the same question we're asking now, is why were they mistaken?
No, now we have a choice. We have two piyuvim.
Rosh Chodesh is really Tadir, because every one comes only once a year, except there were two that come twice a year.
But Hashem Kissi comes much more.
One's Durabanan, one's Duraisa.
Comes much more often.
One's Durabanan, one's Duraisa.
I don't think it's a kasher, Rabbi. I'm not masking to the kasher. I'm not masking to the
kasher. Okay.
All right. Second reason. That's going to give another reason where we have two choices. We have Haftarah of Chanukah, Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, and Chanukah is Pesum in Nisa. So from this Gemara, we picked the Haftarah of Zechmer Zechariah is Pesum in Nisa of Arayta. Oi, Kim Shem Maftir Karbish al Chanukah, the Maftir reads Chanukah. What does the Maftir read on Shabbos? The Maftir, the last Aliyah, he reads Maftir Karbish al
Chanukah. The Nasi of Bethlehem.
So that's the reason. Yesh lo lipat lehaftir me'in yitshekara. The maftir reads Chanukah. So that's another reason to read Neira Zechariah, because that's the inyan of the haftir, of the maftir. The one who reads haftir reads psukim. It's called maftir. He reads psukim in the chumash.
So
what does he read? He reads Chanukah. The last thing you read is Chanukah. Shemin yitshekara. Now, so Tais gave two reasons why we do the Haftarah of Neir Zechariah on Shabbos Chanukah. Now Tais has another question. Why do we read Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah? You know, when you have Shabbos Chanukah, you first read Rosh Chodesh. Then you read Chanukah. So Tais says, why? Why you should read Chanukah first? Fake Taisis. Now he's asking on the Chumash. When we have Shabbos Chanukah, we first read Chanukah, and then we read,
Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah.
Right.
Fake Taisis. Shall Rosh Chodesh. So he's going to give three answers. Taisis is going to give three Teirutim, three no less. Why we mak the Mikros, Shall Rosh Chodesh. So one answer, when we were learning the daf, I know Sam was ma'ayir. When we said tadir, and who goes first, assuming Nisa, tadir shenu tadir kaidem. Tadir we usually have goes first in order. This when does a tadir get the kayach to knock off something else? We have a concept, tadir shenu tadir kaidem. Tadir's going to use that to answer this question. Why do we read Rosh Chodesh first? Why are we reading Tadir before Pesumei Nisa? Why are you reading Rosh Chodesh before the reading of Chanukah, of Parshas Naso, the Nesiim? In the laning on Shabbos Chanukah, why do you read Rosh Chodesh first? You should be Kriyas Atayr. When it comes to laning, you do first, both. You're doing both. With Haftarahs, you have a choice, this one or that one. Can you ask, let's do both. But here, we're doing the Tap Taisvis and Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. Tap Taisvis is the Sugi Prisumi Nisa and Tadir. So Taisvis says, that since you can do both, if you can do both, Tadir Kaidim. If you can only do one, Pesumei Nisa arrives. So this is, I know Sam made this note when we were learning the daf, that it's unusual that we're saying that you might want to know, maybe Tadir should knock off Pesumei Nisa. It says Tadir should have Tadir Kaidim. So Tadir says, if you can do both, then Tadir wins. Which came in the month, never Tavaya, by laning, we read both Chanuk and Rosh Chodesh, so Tadir, assuming Nisa, Abdina Tavayu, we do both, the Tadir Kaideh. So when it comes to going first, Tadir comes before us, for Pirsumin Nisa, because it's not knocking off Pirsumin Nisa. Beautiful Svara, Rabbi say. In other words, we don't want to forget, we want Pirsumin Nisa more than we want Tadir. So if you can only do one, then we do Pirsumin Nisa. Rabbi, since by laning we do both. Like here by the Haftarahs, you get a lane, this one or that one. For some reason, I say Tircha de Tzibura, but Minisa Adif. So if you can only do one, then you'd rather do Pursu Minis. You know, Rabbi says, far in Tysus, that when you're doing both, so you might as well do Tadu Shere Tadu Kadim. Either Pursu Minis, you'll have it. Pursu Minis, you'll have. You just do it second. So we do the Tadu Shere Tadu Tadu Kadim. But in our Gemara, if you have a choice of doing the Pursu Minis or the Tadu, we'd rather do Pursu Minis and then the Tadu. That's Tysus' first answer why we lay in Rosh. Are we laying Rosh Chodesh at the Torah before Chanukah? Va'oid. Taisvis says the Kriyas HaTorah is not so much Pesum. Va'oid. The Kriyas HaTorah, Ein Kol Kach Pesum in Nisa. The reason why we do Chanukah first, we do Rosh Chodesh first, because Kriyas HaTorah Ein Kol Kach Pesum in Nisa, Shena Maskei Bo Neiras. See, there's more Pesum in Nisa if you mention a Menorah. In Zechariah, we talk about Neiras. Come up after. So the laning on Chanukah,
is the Parshas Nesiim. It's nothing.
That's the Parshas Nesiim.
Chanukah Samizbeach.
We learn the Lavskas Haneiros. The minig is to start the next week's Parsha, but the Ikar, but the reading on Shabbos is only the Nesiim, right. Days of the Chanukah Samishkan. So you don't mention Neiros. So there's not much of a presuming Nisa the laning of Chanukah. That's why it says, we ignore presuming it would be a real presuming Nisa. We may be more than Tadr, but there is a Shvacha presuming by the laning. Now look at his third teretz, and we'll end this with a Kasha from an Op Lechar Gemara about the third teretz. Now Tadr's going to give a third teretz again. What do we answer? We're trying to answer why, when it comes to the Haftarah, so we do the Haftarah of Chanukah, and we don't do the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, because Pursumei Nisa, for two reasons, either because Pursumei Nisa overrides Tadir, so even though Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, but Pursumei Nisa overrides, that's why we do the Haftarah of Zechariah, or because since the Maftir is Chanukah, so we want the Haftarah to be what the Maftir laned, so we do the Haftarah of Chanukah. Then Tysus gave, he's going to give the third answer why by the laning we don't do Pursumei Nisa first and then do Rosh Chodesh. So one answer was, if you can do both, you might as well do the Tadir first and then you get the Pursumei Nisa next. His second answer was that in laning there's not much Pursumei Nisa. Third answer, the reason we makta Rosh Chodesh, this is so interesting, this lumdis. Alkenik Dimrosh Rosh Chodesh. Shayshab Mafti Yikum Shal Chanukah, the Yafter Veneris Tezacharya. You see what Tysus says, Rabbi Sain? Or Tysus says, like at first Teretz before, Tysus says, we bedavka lane Rosh Chodesh first, because we want the Mafter to be Chanukah so we can lane the Aftar of Chanukah. That's why it's really, Tysus is saying, really, we should lay in Chanukah first. And then Rosh Chodesh is Chanukah is Pesumei Nisa. Rosh Chodesh is only Tadir. But if we do that, then we'd have to do the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. So we purposely lay in Rosh Chodesh first on Shabbos Chanukah in order that the last Aliyah, the Maftir, should be Chanukah, so we can lay in the Haftarah of Chanukah. In order to get to lay in the Haftarah of Chanukah, like Tysus first answer before, so we purposely do Rosh Chodesh first, so the Maftir should be Chanukah.
And then the Haftarah is Chanukah.
So I had a kash on this Tysus, and I found it Simcha Midesvi, some happy Yid, Simcha Midesvi in the back of the Gemaras, and I found my kasha. The Gemara Megillah, everyone here knows, when Chanukah is on a weekday, and it's Rosh Chodesh, on a weekday, on Rosh Chodesh, what do we do first? We first do
Rosh Chodesh and
then Chanukah. Right. So you don't have this third teretz. Every day when Chanukah is on a weekday, we do Rosh Chodesh first and then Chanukah. According to the third teretz of Taisvis, the only reason we do this on Shabbos is in order that you should lame the Haftarah of Chanukah. But this is a weekday. There is no Haftarah. And when Rosh Chodesh is on a weekday, we do Rosh Chodesh first. So it's muchak like other Taisus, other two teretz. The third teretz, I think I once looked up that the Gra quotes this Taisus in Shulchan Aruch. I think he brings all three teretz. So I had a big kasha on the third teretz that It goes against the weekdays. And the weekdays, when Rosh Chodesh is on a weekday, you do Rosh Chodesh first, and then Chanukah. According to Tosfos third teretz, you should really do Chanukah first. The only reason to do Rosh Chodesh first is in order to do the Haftarah that way. So what are you going to say, a low plug? Since they do that way, Shabbos can do that way in the weekdays.
Nobody answers that Rosh Chodesh is the Raisa and Chanukah is only the Rabbana. Nobody answers that.
You know, it's interesting, Tzvi.
Usually the Shagas Aryeh, usually you go back to Shagas Aryeh, who claims otherwise, and he's the source.
Shagas Aryeh brings a Raya, not like what today. I mention it often. Shagas Aryeh holds that the Raisa doesn't get a Ketima over the Rabbanon. You know, it's two Rayas, Tzvi. Shagas Aryeh is two.
Why is Kiddush?
His mother doesn't say, he should say Kiddush first, and Bar Piyav Geffen, Kiddush is the Raisa. The mother doesn't give that to the Cheshbon. First Parsha, Krishna goes before the second Parsha. Simple reason. First Parsha is the Raisa, most Achron hold the second Parsha is the Rabbanim. And that's not the reason the Gemara gives. So Shagas Aryeh says, if you have to make Asher Yotzer and bench, you should bench first, because the Torah goes before the Rabbanim. Tzvi likes Rabbi Kiveigis Shita.
Do you think one of the reasons for the weekday Chanukah might be that the Rosh Chodesh is really three Aliyahs and Chanukah is one? Be kind of mudna to take out a Sefer Torah, give the Kayin Aliyah, maybe not, maybe because we're not used to it, to Kayin and then wrap it up.
There are four.
There are three for Rosh Chodesh because you combine so that the fourth one of Rosh Chodesh, we don't need more than four Aliyahs, but the fourth one is Chanukah and we combine
a couple of Rosh Chodesh.
In any event, the first three would be Rosh Chodesh. You know, Madna to have the first Aliyah on Chanukah, the Chanukah Aliyah, the wrap up.
Do three on Chanukah, and then one on
Rosh Chodesh.
So do three Chanukah, do that, like we always do. Every day Chanukah, we call three Aliyahs.
True.
Three Aliyahs on
Chanukah. And we do it that way. Okay.
It's a good schedule. I like Sam's schedule.
Okay.
The only thing is on Chanukah, when it's a weekday, we could
do the same thing. Yeah.
We do the day after, the day before, we kafach says, oh, Leokotiris, and then we do an extra day. You're right, Sam. See, it's inconvenient. There's a mila, they make Chanukah only one day, the day of Chanukah. When it's a weekday, we do today and tomorrow because we need three Aliyahs.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only five sukkim in each nothing. Okay, Rabbi Shai.
Rabbi, I want to give a teretz here based on what we already said. And that is, we invoke Tadir v'sheino Tadir when we can do both. The question is only which one has kadima. And during the weekday when it's Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, we're going to do both. And the question is which is more Tadir. Since we're doing both, Rosh Chodesh comes first.
But when that's on the terrace.
When it comes to the Haftarah,
Bev, you're right. According to Tais of the terrace, it works 100%. On the third terrace, you're invoking Zev Tysus' other terrace.
But the other half of what I'm saying, I didn't say yet. And that is when it comes to the Haftarah, that you can only go in one Haftarah. And then we can't invoke Tadir anymore. So we fix it so that we can get the Haftarah of Pirsumi Denisa by going in the order that we choose. And that's the third terrace here, because we're not invoking Tadir at all. And that's why the kasha from the weekday doesn't hold, because then you have a choice. You're going to do both. The question is only which is going to go first. Here, we can only gain one haftarah. So what he's saying in the third teretz is they did it on purpose to force us to get that haftarah.
Yeah, but if not for that.
And the reason for that is.
Teretz, yeah, that's only, but if not for that, we would do Chanukah first. We're only doing Rosh Chodesh first. So we should end with Chanukah. Should we do the Haftarah of Chanukah?
That's and why do we want that?
So when it's a weekday Rosh Chodesh, you don't have that chesmen. So you should do Chanukah first. See, Tyson is third teretz. See, what you're doing, Zev, is you're borrowing Tyson's first two teretz, but that's illegal. The third teretz is going without those spars. That's why I had this little kasha. I found the kasha in the back. I was going over the Tyson's Simcha Midesvi, and maybe someone else asked this pretty obvious, strong kasha on Tosfos. I didn't see any terutzim. I'm a little hangry. I'd like to do with the oilam a little mahajim and a mahajim. So let's go over again. Let's go back to Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara. I'm going to speak more. I gave a little shiur in the daf on this Indian. Briska Rav, So I'll clarify and also some elaborate something I didn't mention. So let's see. Tana Rabbanan, mitzvahs ner charaka. One chafal from the days at the two dots, after we said halacha that you can't light later shentich leregel and oil shentich leregel. So the Gemara says Tana mitzvahs charaka. The mitzvah of charaka is ner yishuv. One candle per household every night. One candle per household. Ner ish ubeisa, ish and his household. Hadrin mahad. A candle for every member of the house. Now I ask you an obvious question. Does it say menorah l'chol echad ve'echad? You think anybody will learn pshat here? Well, everybody lights one candle, it's on menorah. It doesn't say menorah l'chol echad ve'echad. It says ner l'chol echad ve'echad. So when the Rambam brings ner l'chol echad ve'echad, the Balabas, mahadrin ner l'chol echad ve'echad, as we'll discuss later, I think everyone learns that way. Now, let's say you'd like one candle at 5, one candle at 6, and one candle at 7. Would you be yaitzta the mahadrin of ner l'chol echad ve'echad? To me, it's common sense or obvious that to be yaitzta ner l'chol echad ve'echad, you have to light them all together. So if you have 5 members of the household, you have to light, you can't light one at 5, one at 6, and one at 7. That would be called ner l'chol echad ve'echad. See, this is my argument, which is going to come halacha l'maaseh when we finish this.
Depends if hadlaka osa mitzvah or nacha osa mitzvah.
I'll give the oilam time to dingsach. I'm arguing, which I think is rational, logical, that ner l'chol echad ve'echad doesn't mean, but at the end of the night, you have 5, so you lit 1, 5, 1, 6, so you did ner l'chol echad ve'echad. No, it's one hadlaka, hadlaka of Chanukah, which is the amount of neiros of everybody in the household.
No, the other shot would be that
it may be just if it's if everything is existing at the same time, hanacha, it's on at the same time, not necessarily hadlock at the same time.
I mean, maybe if you kindle 5 and then 10 minutes later the first one is still burning, as long as they're all burning at the same time, you say.
Yeah, like hanacha osa mitzvah versus hadlocka osa mitzvah.
Who hanacha? We don't hold hanacha. We pass.
No, but it's but we can borrow that concept.
I don't want to borrow it. I want to check.
Honestly, my whole life I thought it meant that if everybody does it separately, that's a better way of doing the mitzvah instead of being yosu with someone.
Three things. Three is thinking ner l'chol echad ve'echad means menorah l'chol echad ve'echad.
That's they call that a ner.
You know,
what we call a ner in the Gemara. Consists of a nail.
Wait. Zvi's talking about Mahadrin. Mean a Mahadrin. He's talking about the Ramah.
I'm talking before Mahadrin and Mahadrin. That's how I purposely started on this.
Yeah, that's why Zvi's getting confused, I think.
Ah. Just the Mahadrin. Nobody does this. This is just Ne'er L'chol Echad. You light a candle. So some of you are arguing and saying, Ne'er l'chol echad ve'echad means, so everybody in the household should light. You know, Rabbi Kveiga has a kasha. I didn't mention it enough this time. Famous tshuva Rabbi Kveiga, tshuva Yud Gimel, Madura Tinyan of Rabbi Kveiga. It's a big shayla. Can you make a brach on a hit of mitzvah? Are you allowed to make a brach on a hit of mitzvah? Can you make a brach? A hit of mitzvah is a chiyuv d'rabbanan to do a hit of mitzvah.
What kind of bracha would I make on a special esrog that I paid more for?
So you're right, Zev. That you can't
like Anoim, like Anoim.
Make the bracha on the esrog. You can't make the problem. The thing is, when you do a hid the mitzvah, so the Kinege, yes. Then when the Balabas lit his menorah. So when I light my menorah, it's only hid the mitzvah. How can everybody make a brach on their own menorah? As soon as the Balabas lit, he lit Ner Yishuv Beisad. So when you light, you only make a brach on the menorah.
Isn't that exactly the Briska Rav on Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin?
No, let's not. We'll get
there. Rambam and Tosas,
we're going to get there. Fuck, we're not up to it. Only Mahadrin. Only a Mahadrin now. But now we're talking
about the same idea.
You light your own menorah. Today we know everybody lights their own menorah. So, see, some of you are thinking ner l'chol echad ve'echad means everybody lights their own menorah. You could think that way. I don't have a right against you. You can say Nelechadach means everyone should do it.
But I always thought it.
Man. Who does it after the Balabas did? It's only Mahadrin. Who wants to give an answer? The Bikidegi gives an answer. How can this second guy make a bracha? There, Yishu Beisav. He's only doing Mahadrin.
If he doesn't have in mind to be Yitzel, that's all.
Zokto Bikidegi. So you have to say, strange. Make a bracha yimenorah if in mind not to be yotza with the father's hadlaka. But that's strange because everyone's, see, that's the shadow of ne'er l'cholecha v'echa. So I have in mind not to be yotza, but I want to be yotza. I want to have ne'er l'cholecha v'echa. See, three things. Ne'er l'cholecha v'echa means everyone does the mitzvah seven. That's what ne'er l'cholecha v'echa. I'm arguing. No, that's not what it means. Ne'er l'cholecha v'echa means that you light the amount of candles that, like the Rambam learned. And everybody argues at this. Ne'eluchalech v'echad means, so I assume, I'd like to assume that ne'eluchalech v'echad is only if you light them together. You have five members of the event, so you light five candles. If you'd light one, five, six, one, five, one, six, and one, and seven, that wouldn't be called ne'eluchalech. If you learn the Gemara.
How many brachas are made? Each one makes a bracha or just one makes a bracha?
No, so we all make a bracha. So the Torah says we'll make a bracha on the mitzvah. So what? It could be if you hold like those achronim, you can make a bracha on the mitzvah. Fine.
No, even with kidega.
It's only the mitzvah.
A bracha. If you didn't make a bracha at the beginning, you can make it on the hid mitzvah. You don't know you make another bracha on the mitzvah.
Oh, so if you let's say you didn't make the bracha after the first candle. You read the first candle. We'll see the
You make a bracha
on the second or third candle. So Rabbi Chaim says three svaras why you can still make a bracha. In the tshuva, famous tshuva, he gives three arguments why you can still make a bracha if you didn't finish lighting. One of his arguments is the Arzaruah holds, I think we mentioned it in brachas, the Arzaruah holds, if you don't make a bracha before mitzvah, you can make it after. That's the sheet of the Arzaruah. So that's one head. Vega says, so you finish doing the mitzvah. There's the rules, you can make a bracha after you finish doing a mitzvah. Rabbi Kivega's other head. There is a mitzvah of shears.
I don't understand that. How is that? If the first person who lit at the earlier time made a bracha over
you are listening to Ben's Torah.
And the rest is just heder mitzvah, how is it that making a bracha afterwards is any more of a correction?
Zev, I'm talking now. We just went from subject to subject because somebody brought up, probably Tzvi, Rabbi Kidega's case, not about different people making a bracha, but making the bracha after you lit the first candle. You forgot to make the bracha, and you lit the first candle.
Zicher.
You finished lighting the first candle. Can you make a bracha on the second and third candle? Tell me, hit the mitzvah. You're yitzel with one candle. How can you make a bracha after you lit? I'm sorry. I apologize. Jumping from subject to subject, somebody brought it up, so I felt forced to speak about this Rabbi Kivega's child. So I mentioned to them that Rabbi Kivega brings three different svaras. Why, even though you forgot to make a bracha and you lit the first candle, you could still make a bracha on the subsequent candles. So one reason is there is a rule. There's a rule holds you can make it before you do mitzvah. You can make it after. Another reason is you can make a bracha on a heder mitzvah. That old machlok sachronim, Vega says, well, it could be you can make a bracha on a mitzvah. You know what? I'd like to mention it to you, Rabbi Sai. See, tefillin. Let's say you make a bracha on your tefillin before you put on the tefillin. So everyone here knows you can still recite a bracha, right? You put on your tefillin and you forgot to make a bracha. So you can make a bracha later. B'di'evin. Supposed to make a bracha right before you put it on. But if you didn't, you can make a bracha later. Why? That's the obvious reason.
Because
you're doing mitzvah. Mitzvah's not over. You're still doing the mitzvah. See, by tefillin, you're still doing the mitzvah. So you can make a bracha because you're still doing the mitzvah. It's called shiur. So b'kveges mitzvah. By Hanukkah, since it has to burn a half hour, you're not allowed to blow it out. So maybe it's called shiur mitzvah. I'm still doing the mitzvah. Beautiful svara Vega, because you can't blow it out. Rabbi said, "Kav sein zakkla," but you're not allowed to blow it out. You let it burn for a half hour.
The mitzvah is hadlaka. The mitzvah is hadlaka, not hanacha.
Okay, we got a briska. So Avi says, the mitzvah is gone. But maybe since that's the burning half hour, it's just like we take a bracha lehaniach tefillin. We don't say a bracha that we're wearing tefillin. We say lehaniach tefillin. And yet,
every minute
afterwards, because you're still doing the mitzvah. But it ain't over. It ain't over till it's over. Because you're not going to blow it out. It's called shiur mitzvah. Those are the Shlegas, three sklaras. Well, if you didn't make a bracha, before you lit the first candle, you could still make a bracha. Chaim, are you asking something? Chaim, you didn't raise your hand.
No. It was just something. I'm sorry, I came late. I was learning with my grandson.
When you adjust your glasses, I think you're raising your hand.
No.
Okay. Good to see you, Chaim.
Thank you.
So, really, by name issue, Beisai, if the other the Beisais weren't home, just the father was home or the mother was home, and then they come home later. They don't have to make a bracha. It's finished. So I think that when we go Mahadrin, they also don't have to make a bracha when they light, even whether it's he lit all of them or they light separately. He lit all of them on his menorah for all five people. He lit five candles.
That was, see, that's
so they come separate. There's no more bracha.
Ramah and the Rambam. We'll get, let's get to that in a minute. You know, what's Mahadrin and Mahadrin? Let's, is it going back on Mahadrin? We're going to get to that right now. We finished Mahadrin.
How many brachas are made on Mahadrin? That's my question. Even if you go Mahadrin, do the others have to make a bracha on their candle?
Of course not. One guy makes a bracha. The other ones have to be yaitz to the bracha. See, Mary Shabesa, before Mahadrin. One candle. Does anyone else make, the one who lights makes a bracha? Do the others have to be yaitz to the bracha?
No, they don't even have to be there. Do they have to be
100%?
That depends on whether you say Rambam or you say Ramah.
No. Neri Shubesa. Stop Neri Shubesa.
Okay. That's one bracha.
One candle per household.
Finished.
Does everyone make a bracha? Of course not. The one who kindles it makes a bracha. Do the other members make a bracha?
It's like Kiddush.
But the Teretz is the mitzvah is to have one candle. So one who does the mitzvah makes a bracha.
Right. If my wife lights for me and I'm not home and I come home later, I was yaitze. Maybe she lights.
Right.
So I didn't even hear the bracha. I didn't even hear it.
You don't hear the bracha. You have to admit without the bracha, of course. I mentioned to the young. See, I have an old machlok. I told the young, when somebody does a mitzvah to you, like I remember I gave the mashat machlok, it's the Magen Avraham and the Beis Meir. If I make a shliach to do bedikas chametz, somebody said, I told my wife, I'm giving Sheikh Hanukkah. She said, you got the wrong yantam, it's Pesach. So let's talk about Bedikas Cham. You make a shliach to do Bedikas Cham. And the shliach makes a bracha. Two brachas. And I'll tell you, nafkamina to Allah. It's a machlekes to Magen Avraham. I think it's in Lamed Beis. It's a machlekes every time you point the shliach to do Bedikas. And the shliach makes a bracha. You have a kash. It's the shlich making a bracha. Shake the chanu with slice of it's Ivanu. He's got no chiv.
Arvas.
The Magen Avraham. Okay, Arvas. Okay, good. So the Magen Avraham, the Beis Meir. I'm going to Godel, the Beis Meir, Rabbi Kvegas Chava, the Beis Meir, one of the Gedolei HaDor, the Dor Day of Rabbi Kvega, Kvegas Bar Plukta, one of the great minds of 250 years ago, the Heilig Beis Meir. I know nothing about him. Consult Green Bananas, whatever his name, you know, about who the Beis Meir is. He's one of the Gedolei HaDor in the time of Rabbi Kivei. And he says the bracha goes to the Balabas, the Mashalach. When you appoint the shliach to do a mitzvah, it's not the shliach's bracha. You're making a bracha, the bracha is also done by shlichus, and the bracha works for the Mashalach. Not for him, he doesn't need a bracha. He's not doing a mitzvah, he's a shliach. And the bracha, Magen Avraham says, no, you're a shliach. You want to say, it's good, Sfar Zev. The shliach says, Asher Kishanu b'mitzvaysa. Rabbi, the Beis Meir, that's the Magen Avraham. The Beis Meir argues, he says, no, the bracha, you know, it's a nafkemina. I'll tell you, nafkemina la'aloch. Let's say, I made a bracha, but he gets a chametz. And in the normal times, my son come to my house. When people were able to come to your house, so your son comes over, you say, you want to do me a favor, help me with bedikas chametz. I started, you hear the case of, I say, I made a bracha, bracha shem 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 sh and somebody comes in, I say, can you be by the basement for me? I'm tired. Does he have to make a brach? Does he have to make a brach? If you hold like the Magen Avraham, it's the Shliach's bracha. He didn't hear the bracha. He has to make a bracha, and the B'diki does. But if you hold like the Beis Meir, he does have to make a bracha because I already made a bracha. He's my Shliach, and the Mashalach already made a bracha. So again, the Nafkimina. This Nafkimina Lalach, it's not just academic. This Machloik is Beis Meir and Rabbi Kidega. Rabbi Shai, I have to say, this is my Machloik. This is my Machloik. I never saw it anywhere. This I've never seen anywhere. This is machlekes I discovered between the Magen Avraham and the Beis Meir. If the bracha of the Shliach and something like B'digas Chametz, is that bracha the Shliach's bracha? Or the bracha conveys to the Mishalach? So if you hold like the Beis Meir, the bracha. So I made a bracha. I'm the Balabas. I made a bracha. Now my son comes and wants to help me. He's going to make a bracha for me. I already made a bracha. He doesn't need a bracha. But if you hold the bracha is what the Shliach's doing, so then he has to make a bracha on the room that he does. That's al nafkemin al alach. This machlokes. The reason I mention this is because I was thinking about Ner Yishubaisai. When you do Ner Yishubaisai, maybe the bracha works for every member of the household, even if he's not there. See, it's possible. In the light of this base mayor, we're discussing Ner Yishubaisai. One guy makes a bracha. Now, the other people, as you know them, time. You don't have to be there. Ner Yishubaisai.
He was on the house. There's a famous Yosha Ber. This is the letter he sent. He was in Berlin. He sent it to his father. The whole where he held that the house has a chiyuv. And you're just an agent on
the bias.
Chiyuv, is anybody familiar with what I'm saying?
Chiyuv's on the bias.
On the bias is the chiyuv. That's the real
Berlin. That sounds vintage.
Berlin.
It sounds vintage, Rabbi Yassaber. I think I heard this once.
It's very famous.
Yeah. But I'm not such a brisk. I can't.
So Ostrol brings down the Pnei Yoshua, says that.
Mitzvah's on the house.
Yeah, the Pnei Yoshua brings that down.
The Chiv's on the house. How's that Chiv? Is it Mitzvah's on the house?
Yes, that's what he brings down. Just like
I look at the shop. It's Yeshua right here in our scroll.
That's what I said. It's note 14. He says, Mefarish. Pnei Yeshua says, it's like mezuzah, not look at the Shabbos.
Pnei Yeshua, you have to go along with. It's your grandfather.
But I don't know what the means of mitzvah. I just don't have to, I have to understand what the means of mitzvah is on the house. What are you saying? I just don't understand what those words mean.
Because the Shliach has no. Whatsoever.
The mitzvah, I have to understand those words. They're just mind-boggling. The mitzvahs on the house. I know you put a mezuzah on the house.
The person should see.
I know you light the candles in the house.
You should see where each house has hadlokas neris Hanukkah.
Same as
a mezuzah. You should see to it that his house has a mezuzah.
You know, Rashi.
That's why when Zev said it's like Kiddush, it's not like Kiddush. Because Kiddush, every person has to make Kiddush. Whether one person is motzi everybody else, that's either
right. Now, you know what beiso means. You know what beiso means. Bear issue beiso. You know what beiso means.
Right.
Household.
Household.
Beiso. There's Rashi. Rashi Akko.
What does it mean?
Beiso means not the house. It means the household. B'nei beiso.
Right.
Bear ish, and for all the B'nai Bites, nothing to do with that.
Change anything.
Now, what the Pnei Yeshua means,
the household is the same as that.
What the Rosh Hashiva means, Rabbi Rosh Hashiva, Zichron Levrach means, I don't know. It needs Iyun, because it's some way that it's not on my wavelength. I don't know what
the Rav is right, because by Ner Chanukah, it's the household, and by Chametz, it's the house.
Yeah, right.
The house.
House.
What does that mean?
Your house has to be bothered. Your house has to be bothered. That's the word.
If you have five adults,
you're the chiv. Not a chiv on the house. It's a chiv on the balabas. Not the chiv. There's no chiv on a house.
It's a chiv on the balabas that his house.
Chiv on a house.
1 second, but he's trying to answer a question. The question is,
every love is.
How is it possible that he's sitting in the Beis Medrash and his wife lights a candle? And he's yotzei without hearing the bracha, without seeing it, without anything.
So what?
And why I ask you that question?
Why don't you ask that on Ner Yishubaisai? Why are you asking when his wife and he's in the Beis Medrash ask on Ner Yishubaisai?
Yeah, correct. It's the same thing. The other one makes it obvious. It makes it obvious that the...
Okay, very good. Okay, I said my piece, Rabbi Sai. Here, all this slum, this needs ear. I wasn't lying in this. I love Beisa means the household, all the members of the family. Ne'er ish, Ubeisa means the members of his family. That's how Rashi learned. Rashi,
that's fine. That goes with what we're saying.
I don't know what you're saying. I didn't
figure how many people make Bedikas Chametz in the house? There's five adults. They share a house. They have to go, each one has to make Bedikas Chametz, or one makes it, even if the rest aren't home and they don't answer.
The owner does it.
Now we're going to Bedikas Chametz. Okay. It's good. It's Erev Pesach. Now we get to the Machlokes Tosfos and Rambam. If you want
to. What about Mahadran? We didn't finish Mahadran yet. Each person makes a bracha on Mahadran, or no? The father, one guy lights five candles on Mahadran, and that's it. He makes one bracha, or does each one make a bracha?
No, one guy lights five candles like the Rambam. I don't think there's any machlokes here. Svi is making machlokes. But on Niakotten, I learned me'elucholechavecha means you light the amount of candles to the amount of members of the household.
But the Rambam says different.
Huh?
But the Ramah says different.
Well, we'll get to Ramah.
No, wait, Ramah is only a Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. It's totally interesting.
And then a Mahadrim.
Where are you saying right now? Where are you learning? Where are you saying?
Chafafim days Mahadrim and a Mahadrim.
What daf? I'm sorry, I came late. I'm sorry.
If we down the skinny lines, Chafafim days. We did there Ishu Besa. We had a big fight about what that means. Then we have Mahadrim. Every member of the household. Now we're up to Mahadrim min a Mahadrim. Mahadrim min a Mahadrim. It's a machlekes Rashi in the Rach, what Mahadrim means. Rashi learns that Mahadrim means seek after mitzvahs. The word lahadir in Aramaic means to seek after. Mahadrim means those that seek after mitzvahs. The Rach, I think, learns it means beautify mitzvahs. Mahadrim could have two definitions. So there's a little machlokes what the word Mahadrim means. The Rashi says, Mahadrim achar ha-mitzvahs. So Rashi is learning the definition of the word Mahadrim means seek. People that are Mahadir. Everyone knows in the Gemara Lashon, Mahadir means to go after, to seek. He's Mahadir. So those are seekers that are seeking to do mitzvahs.
That's the word we use when we do a seek.
What a beautified mitzvah. No, I always said that the Rav didn't understand the kash of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi asks, the Beis HaLevi, the Brisker Rav's grandfather, is the Kasha. Why is it only by Hanukkah we find Mahadrim and Mahadrim and Amad? They freight the Beis HaLevi, the Zayda of the Brisker Rav, the B'chaim Stata, the Beis HaLevi, the first Rav Yeshudah. He asks, why by Hanukkah you only find Mahadrim, Mahadrim and Amad?
Because Tumas,
Beis the Brisker Rav, by all mitzvahs you find hither mitzvah.
Because of Mishyamin.
Every mitzvah you find hither mitzvah. So what's the kash of the Beis HaLevi? The Brisker Rav is troubled and he brings a sugya in Baba Kama. You look in the Rach here in Baba Kama, the Rach is here, the Rach in Baba Kama. The Rach, they bring a Rach, the Brisker Rav learns because it's more than a shlish. A Chanukah gets eight times the amount, so there's no hither mitzvahs, it's too expensive. That's how the Brisker Rav. But I say he didn't understand the grandfather's question. He didn't understand the Beis HaLevi's question. Mechilas Kvoida, his great honor, great Brisker Rav. The Beis HaLevi asked again, why do we find by Chanukah Mahadrim and Mahadrim? We don't find that by all mitzvahs. So the Brisker Rav says, yes, we do. There's a din of hither mitzvah by all mitzvahs. So I suggest the following answer. Hidden mitzvah by all mitzvahs is the same mitzvah, just do it in a beautiful way. An esrog, beautiful esrog. Sefer Torah, beautiful Sefer Torah. This is the only mitzvah that you perform a different way for Mahadrim. That was the Beis HaLevi's kash. This
is great work.
Any other mitzvah. Anias Daiti, that's the answer to the enochel to the Beis HaLevi's kash. The Beis HaLevi was asking, why by other mitzvahs you never find a better way to do it, a better way to do it that you don't find by all mitzvahs. Of course, by all mitzvahs, you make it more beautiful, but you're not carrying it out in a different manner. Yeah, there are different ways to be yikes to the mitzvah. Let's quickly see the machlokes. We don't have much time left. Beishami Armim Yom Rishon Mavik Shmona Ve'elach Shmona. Beishami holds 8, 7, 6, and Beisil holds 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now everybody knows the machlokes. Rambam brings both days. The Rambam brings both opinions. Tosfos learns, as we covered in the daf, that the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim is not going on there l'chalach v'echad. The Mahadrim and the Mahadrim just do 8, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Tosfos learns that either you do Mahadrim, a mayor for everyone, a member of the household, or you do Mahadrim and Mahadrim. You're not pasting on Mahadrim and Mahadrim on Mahadrim. That's Tosfos Shita. The Mahadrim and Mahadrim, you start off, not every member of the household, and you add a candle every night or subtract a candle. The Beishami still hold first night one candle, Beishami holds 8 candles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 7, 6, not for every member of the household. That means that Mahadrim and a Mahadrim is not going back on the Mahadrim.
Then you have to explain why that's better.
Well, you know what?
Hecker, that's the board of Tosis. Hecker is the... that's.
Oh, yeah, Tosis learns that way because Tosis thinks
the number of the
night it is. It's not Nika what night it is. Lanius died. The other sheet is hold. Who cares what night it is? See, Tosis is sure that what he do 1, 2, 3, 4, Milam Bakaidish, or 8, 7, 6, Pariachad, or Yamim Anachnasim, Yamim Yaitzim, is so you'll know what night it is. So I suggest to you that according to the Shitas of the Rambam, which Mahadrim and a Mahadrim means the first night you light 10 candles, 10 members of the house, second night 20, third night 30. So you don't know what night it is. Who cares? Who says it's an Indian to know what night it is?
Dumenisa.
Dooms, Yom Nechnasim, Yom Yoytzim, so you'll know what night it is. I say, look, you lit candles for 8 nights. What's the difference if tonight is the 4th night or the 6th night? So I've not, Tosfos' argument to me is not strong. But now I'll tell you my halach. See, what tonight I want to do is, so this we all know. I said over by the daf that we have Tosfos Shita. And the Mechaber, interestingly, the Rambam also brings Tosfos Shita. It's not such the Taz is Kasha. The Mechaber goes like Tosfos, the Rambam goes like the Rambam. The truth is the Rambam brings, I think, both opinions. I think the Rambam quotes both of them. But the Mechaber paskins like this, that Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, first night one, second night two. So I have a Sfari Mashir. He tells me, of course, we have one Menorah, first night one, second night two, like this. The Ramah says, let's do like the Rambam. Let's light every member of the household and eat a candle every night for every member of the household. So again, but the Ramah tweaks the Rambam. Here's where we get separate menorahs. This is the Ramah's invention. The Ramah's that makes a new invention. The Rambam says, you light, if the 10 members of the household, first night you light 10, second night 20, you don't know what night it is, who cares? Third night 30, for every member of the household, you add a candle every night. The Ramah has five of them. Ramah says, you light a candle like the Rambam. But a separate menorah. Don't light everyone the balabas household adding a candle. Every member of the household should have his own menorah. That's how the Ramah tweaks the Ramah. So if you look in the Brisker Rav, the Brisker Rav says, oh, he brings a machlokes rishonim. If you can do a hiddur mitzvah when it's not connected to the mitzvah, can you do the hiddur mitzvah? I think he brings the sugya of bris milah. Then the weekdays, if you go back for tzitzin shein ma'aviv, you know, bris milah, there's a hidden way to do it. So it's a shaila. The Gemara says, if you stopped, you don't go back to make the bris milah nice. So then he learns, the shaila is, do you have a hidden mitzvah? Does it have to be connected to the mitzvah? So he says, that's what's happening here. Ramah l'shitas, so it's a brilliant brisker rav. So I said, no. The reason why the brisker rav made a separate note, remember the household, because he wants to have his cake and eat it. He wants to be like Tosfos and like the Rambam. Right. Why is Tosfos not like the Rambam Shita? Because he won't know what night it is. So Rambam says, I have a separate menorah. And if you have a separate menorah, so you'll know what night it is, and you have a candle, you have a candle for every member of the household. The way the Rambam does it, if you follow the Rambam, so I'm claiming that the Rambam tweaks the Rambam Shita. The Rambam just says, you add, you light, if there are 5 members in the household, The Baal Bas lights 5 the first night, 10 the second night, 15 the third night. You never know what night it is.
Maybe that is the Rambam Shita. How do we know it's not the Rambam Shita?
That's the Rambam Shita. It says clearly. The Rambam says clearly, not that everyone lights their own menorah. The Rambam says the Baal Bas lights a candle for every member of the household, and he keeps lighting a candle every night. So first night 10, second night 20, third night 30. The Rambam follows the Rambam. But he says, everybody kindle your own menorah. Why does the Rambam say that? So I suggest to you, and I don't think anyone would argue with me, that the Rambam wants to be Yotze, the Rambam, and Tosfos. Like the Tosfos Kasha, the Rambam always attaches himself to Tosfos and the Rosh. So this way, if you have a separate menorah, so you Yotze, Tosfos, and the Rambam. But, so now I'll say halacha l'maaseh. So I want to say a chiddush halacha. My Talmidim, you're in yeshiva, you get out early Chanukah to light early. Rama says, even though today you can light late, but to write early. So now, by Yisbish, I wake my father. My father gets home from work 8 o'clock. We're getting home to light at 5. So he says, okay, I want to light an Ikazman. So I said to him, according to the way we understand the Sukkah, so if you light early and your father light late, you're not Yisbish the Mahadrim of the Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, unless you light together. Remember, I argued with you that the Mahadrim not like you'd see. Mahadrim needs one adlaka. Doesn't mean separate, each one lights. Means one adlaka, neighbors for every member they have so. So if you're going to light early, very good, you lit early. But then your father's going to light 2 or 3 hours later. So you want yotz of the Mahadrim of the Mahadrim and Mahadrim. So I pass it. That wait for your father, even though you can think about it and say maybe not. Maybe you're not yotze the Mahadrim, but they say you're not yotze the Nochem L'chatchila. The Rambam says it's better to light early in the night. So now we have a judgment. Now I want you to make the score. What? I can't make this score. I say, is it better to be yotze the Nochem L'chatchila? So I won't be yotze. True. If we're going to do it this way, if I light early, then the parent, the other person will light hours late. So you don't have Ne'eluch Olechadech. You're not Mekayim, the Mahadrim of the Mahadrim in the Mahadrim. You added a candle, but you don't have Ne'eluch Olechadech because it's not lit together, because you're doing it independently.
Have the father do all the candles. Let him do everything.
Which is better? Is it better to light Nochem Lechatchil to light?
According to you, that would be the best.
I say, I tell my Tamidim Kibbut Aveh. It's so nice to light. And it's a din of Kibbut Av. So I say, wait for your father. So Amachriya, I say, no, don't light early. Wait till your father comes home. It's a beautiful thing when the family lives together. I know Rabbi Daniel says, since that my children are young, we took out music. We always play the accordion, like in Purim. I take out the accordion twice a year. Purim, most of you know. Chanukah, where we light candles, I take it out and we sing. And Daniel said he made a very big roshim on him. Our hadlaka sneiris with music, but this is, of course, because we all light together. So I paskin based on this sugya on the Ram. See, if the Ramah would be a new din, everyone lights the Romanara, so who cares if you're lighting at the same time? But I say, but you want to be Yotze, the Mahadrim and Ahadrim, and also the Mahadrim of the Ramah. Remember, the Ramah is adding Mahadrim and Ahadrim, pasting it onto the Mahadrim. So if you're going to light separately, you're not Yotze the Mahadrim of the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim. Is Rama holds, it's one is standing on the other. Mahadrim and Mahadrim stands
that on. Makes sense. The only thing you're losing out on is Rizim Makdimim, no?
Well, no, the Nachal L'chatchil. The Rama says, even though we paskin like Tosfos said today, you can light late, but it's Nachal L'chatchil to light early.
Does Rama actually say that? Does the Rama actually say that he's combining the Shittas with the Rambam? And
no, he doesn't.
Rama just says everyone lights the Minhag. No explanation. Rama just says that the Minhag, he calls it the Minhag, he says everybody likes the Minhag. He doesn't say why.
Wait, can I make a hara about the Rama? I have the Rama open here.
The Rama. I have Rama right here.
No, it's a Rama. He says one thing I think the Rav is not saying. He says that you should light the menorahs in separate places, not just that every person should light it. It says, Vizaru, Litain Kol Echad Echad Nerosa B'mak Miucha.
You know why?
I mean,
Hecker.
Exactly. Hecker. So you know what night it is. Exactly.
Right. But if I'm,
that's
I'm,
exactly what. Because if you put all the menorahs together,
the menorahs.
How many?
Put the menorahs. Exactly, Mark, supporting my theory.
How many mevorahim?
He wants the menorahs to be together,
Rebbe.
So be a hecker what night it is. So he has his cake and eat it. He's doing back the Rambam, and he's also being Yosef Tosfos.
And when you're all lighting together, how many people make the bracha?
Well, that's a good
point. According to who?
Yeah, so we like separate menorahs. We all make a bracha. We all make a bracha.
Each individual makes a bracha on his own menorah.
We all make a bracha. Everyone likes the menorah, and we all make a bracha. Now you say, but then we have that whole Rabbi Kivega. How can we make a bracha? You know, we're only doing Mahadrin. So then we go back to that.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.